Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
When you throw the harmonicas out into the crowd, John, do you ever worry that they're going to use your saliva to make clones or frame you for a murder?
Well, I could only hope, because if they frame me for a murder, then I could prove that it is possible to frame me for a murder, and then I could go committing all kinds of murders, right?
Yeah, I guess I didn't think of that. If you get framed for a murder, then you can always say, oh, they're trying to frame me for more murders.
Exactly. So how much saliva have I spread out? How much DNA? How much doubt have I sown across the country right now?
A lot.
I mean, really.
And I mean,
really, I could set up my own murder incorporated. Yeah, I could just kill people wholesale and just blame it all on that harmonica saliva that all of these scientists were at my shows. Yeah, all of these DNA. Well, I mean, I must have thrown thousands upon thousands of harmonicas out to the crowd. I mean, due to the law of averages, how many of them were DNA scientists?
Well, and you also said that you tip pizza guys with your harmonicas, too. You just give them out as tips.
Yeah, some of them could have gone on to school and learned how to splice DNA. You know, I think, really, I'm looking at probably I could get away with, like, 4 good murders. Well, now I have decisions to make.
Internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Drunk's pick of the week is this nap I'm getting ready to take.
Drunk was over here napping before the show. He is snoring up a storm. I popped the stream on a bit so that the people waiting for the show to start could hear Drunk snoring. Guys,
that's not an isolated incident. He's done it before the show. He's done it during the show, after the show.
I don't think I've ever snored during the show.
He gets a good power nap in before the program begins. Travis, you know, he wants to be ready. He wants to be fresh.
I'm a hardworking man, you know.
It's like a world-class athlete. You got to get your rest before you go to work.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show. On Skype. Travis, I played that clip at the beginning of the show for a very specific reason.
Wondering why you unearthed that treasure.
Travis, so Pope John Paul II, he's dead.
That would be St. John Paul II.
Well, he was the Pope when he died.
St. Bernard John Paul II.
And apparently, they saved some of his blood in like a vial.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you snort that shit.
And I guess that's like a holy relic that you hold on to. But somebody,
as he is a saint,
Travis, stole it. Stole makes Pope John II's blood.
I mean, this has been happening throughout history, though, hasn't it?
They steal people's blood?
They steal saints' bones and shit all the time.
Well, what are they going to do with it? They're going to grind it up and make it into a secret potion?
What did they do with the fucking, what do they call it? The Holy Grail or the...
They're going to clone him.
The Covenant of the Ark.
Those are all buried in a secret warehouse.
Nobody knows.
They're going to clone him for nefarious purposes is what they're going to do.
The bones of St. Francis of Assisi.
They stole his bones?
Yeah.
For what?
Because they're Muslims and they're dicks. I don't know.
Oh, just because they're dicks? Oh, it's just to be a dick? Wrong. That's why they did it?
I don't know. It happens.
You don't even think it's for a nefarious purpose?
They're like crusades.
To use it for something? You just think that they just did it to fuck around?
It could be for any number of reasons.
Mike, lay out your plan for this evil thing that you would do by cloning one of the popes.
Nah, Travis, they're just doing it because they got a case of the fuck arounds.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody does it for the fuck around.
Nefarious plans.
Well, what do you mean? What they're going to do is they're going to clone all the popes. They're going to make a pope army. They're gonna do it like the dino DNA. You remember in Jurassic World, Travis, when they made the big scary dinosaur out of other dinosaurs?
I didn't watch that.
Travis, you didn't see Jurassic World?
No.
You didn't see Ron Howard's daughter fucking.
So Travis, what happened was they were like, hey, what we should do is we should just make like a hybrid of a bunch of different dinosaurs.
And bum, bum, bum. Guess what? It's part raptor.
See, Travis, but the problem is,
like they always are,
it escaped and it started eating people.
But then it got.
Oh, wow. That's an original premise then for a Jurassic Park movie.
Eaten by the sea dinosaur.
Oh, yeah. Because the sea dinosaur is really big. And it just kind of jumped out of the water and ate stuff. That was its thing.
Oh, man. I hope they make five more of these.
Travis, they taught it like a Shamu. It just kind of jumped out of the water and ate something. And everybody got splashed and go, ooh-hoo-hoo. So they clone the popes, but they fucks with it to make them evil popes. But like they're you know, they got that pope shit, but it's the opposite.
What do you mix with the pope shit to make it an evil pope?
Well, I mean, he just fucks with it.
How?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously a person science, way smarter Travis, than me, like that science. Woo guy in the Jurassic World.
Do you shoot a little Charlie Manson into this clone body?
Oh, God. You mix the Charlie Manson with the Pope.
Can you imagine how powerful that being would be? A Charlie Manson and a Pope together?
I don't even want to imagine it, Travis. But that's what's going on, right?
It'd be a hell of a speaker, wouldn't they?
And Travis, if this was a holy person thinks of Pope John Paul II in a high regard, they wouldn't steal his blood. This is somebody with a case of the fuck arounds is what it is.
I just want to know who has access to these blood vials. It's
probably the Jews.
Just walk out.
When in doubt, blame the Jews, right?
Travis Drunk was letting us know earlier that he had a case of the Irish flu, is what he said. He has the Irish flu. Which is a strain I've never heard of. I think that's code.
That's a classic strain. That's something that's been around for a millennia.
Millennia, indeed.
So what happened, Drunk?
So, as we all know, St. Louis County went on lockdown today.
Oh, is that right?
So that means no more bars open. So last night was the last day I could go to the bar.
They're not open at all? They're not doing like a curfew or a social distancing thing or a quarter capacity or anything? They're just shutting them down again?
Yep. No, like, so restaurants, you can't eat inside. You can carry out, though.
But fucking button.
My bar doesn't have food, so it can't open.
Maybe they should go buy some chips.
Well, I mean, you can get TJ's there, but, you know, it's got to be whatever percent. You've never heard of the Shroud of Turin?
No.
Anywho. So, last night I'd go to the bar for a month.
Did you just nod off there for a second?
No, I...
Oh, okay.
I had to belch. So
all those almond butter granola bars.
Yeah. So, with that being said, you know, my bartender ain't going to be working for a month, so I had to contribute and, you know.
Oh, to the final night?
Well, then, you know.
To send him off?
Her.
Her off?
How does your lady feel about you having a bartender?
It's her bartender, too.
You broke a bottle on her ship?
So, I guess you didn't know about this either, but, like, St. Louis was kind of having a movement of tip your bill yesterday, because it's the last time you can go.
Oh, go to bars
and like sit at restaurants and tip your waitresses and shit.
Because it's unsafe to go to bars
and restaurants.
So go to bars because it's the last night you can.
Or restaurants and tip your server what your bill is. And
double up.
Yeah, no, I missed that memo.
I didn't quiet. My bill was 53 and I gave her 47 because
I just haven't been going.
Oh, so you didn't even pay for your full bill.
I didn't. No, I paid my 53 plus gave her 47.
You gave her a hundo?
That's what you're supposed to do on the. She ain't gonna work for a month.
You know who came up with that idea?
Probably a bartender or a server.
Man, making the bucks tipping people.
They started posting that on Facebook. They were like, "Hey, you should tip bartenders 100% this weekend. Share this with all your friends."
Or it could be former bartenders or servers. But I'm with them. I mean, they're not going to be working for a month. I feel bad for her.
Travis, you know,
she got bills to pay.
All this like reduced capacity in places and stuff, it brings me back to one of my old ideas.
Is this the bacon drive-thru?
No, drunk. You see, now if everything was open.
Is this the condiment gun?
24 hours a day.
The condiment gun that already exists.
If everything was open 24 hours a day and like we just split up. You know, half people stay up and half people go to bed.
Now, my girlfriend loved this idea, and I thought it was the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Then, like, it would be reduced capacity all the time. And like, everybody could social distance because there wouldn't be crowds. Half the people are sleeping, Travis.
There's a reason that there's a paid differential for people on third shift. It's because nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, but they will when there's a paid differential.
But there already is a
maybe,
differential.
Travis. Maybe at night, if you go to restaurants or stores, things are cheaper. Maybe incentives.
We could revisit any one of your numerous ideas. This
is a good one, though.
One
in the time of COVID, Travis, revisit. It makes so much sense.
So let me ask you this, Mike: how often would you be on the third shift, if you will?
Not drunk. All these bartenders—they're out of work, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're probably on a budget. How are they going to make rent? I'll tell you what, they stay up at night, things are cheaper. There's an incentive to do it.
I hear what you're saying.
But how are they going to make rent, though? What are they doing?
Well, they're not doing anything, Travis. They got to cut some corners.
And as a matter of fact, I do believe.
But they're not making any
if
money.
The bars were allowed to be open between, you know, midnight and 4 or 5 a.m. would be
their
busiest time.
There you go. Make the bars open from midnight to 5 a.m.
But you closed them all.
Yeah, but you open them for just the people who are willing to go in at that time.
For the derelicts.
Everybody goes in at that time. That's when the drunks go there and get fucking shit-faced.
I know. Well, they were closing them at 10. And, you know, I don't get off till 7, don't get home till damn near 8.
But Travis,
that's only two hours of bar time.
People who were to work a split shift or a second shift, they want those bars open starting at 10 o'clock.
What
they gotta get their bag on.
Oh, yeah. In New Orleans, they have bars that don't even open on midnight. So
I heard, like, what's the New York guy, Cuomo? He was saying that, like, everything had to close
that
at, like...
That dude's a fucking schmuck.
No, you're thinking of Dimmajad.
8 o'clock or something, Travis? Why are we closing things when it's nighttime? Open things when it's nighttime. And then
close them during the day.
Yeah, the people who are truly dedicated to going can go. And the casuals that are just popping in after work for a margarita... Fuck them. They can go home and make their own margarita.
Listen, it's not the bars that are the problem anyway. It's spending time with your family during Thanksgiving.
Dude, have you seen the lines at the like COVID testing sites?
Are they crazy?
Oh, dude, like in California at Dodger Stadium, fucking 4 or 5 hour wait.
Why are they doing it at Dodger Stadium? Why aren't they doing it at like 100?
It's the only place with a fucking parking lot big enough to hold all those cars.
Just do it at like every Walmart.
No, they're doing it at the colleges around here.
They're doing it at Soldier Field, too, I believe. Yeah,
they're doing it at Soldier Field. They're doing it at Lambeau, I think. And they're doing it. It's
Arrowhead.
Spreading from college to college in the UW system.
Travis, I just do what I learned from Mitch Hedberg, and I do the roundabout COVID test. You say, hey, you know anybody who's got COVID?
Nope.
Good, because you know me. Yep. That's Mitch Hedberg.
R.I.P.
They're basically doing it now so they can have their test in by the weekend as just basically a license to, you know, have fun a Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving. Right.
Oh, so you get your test and you say, oh, well, I don't have it, so I can go do Thanksgiving?
Right, which is not what you're supposed to be doing at all.
You're talking about the few-day test thing. Like, we have the drive-through test, too, that take a handful of days. But the one that they're doing at the UW system that goes from campus to campus every day of the week, that's a rapid test. You get your results back in a half an hour.
What do you do in the meantime? Do you just kind of hang out there? Do they call you?
Drive away. They email you.
You listen to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
You there got you it.
There's an archive of 400 plus episodes.
Pass the time, baby.
So you go and you stand in line at Soldier Field.
You don't stand in line. You sit in your car. You don't get out of your car. And imagine the world's longest fucking McDonald's wait.
And so they just have a series of cones.
Yeah.
And like guys in vests waving you.
Correct.
And then they stick a thing in your nose.
All the way up your nose.
And then a lot of times
it's the National Guard who is implementing these tests.
Yes.
It's the National Guard?
Correct.
Is that what they're supposed to be doing?
I mean,
or do they just kind of do anything else.
They just kind of do what needs to be done.
Yeah, unless there's like rioting quote-unquote protests. They got nothing else to do.
Wow, Travis, getting political.
You got it, baby.
Well, I mean, the National Guard.
2020.
You know. Don't they also, you know, save people at sea and whatnot?
Do they save people at sea?
You're thinking about the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard and the National Guard are the same entity, ain't they?
No,
they both have guard in their name. Travis?
Maybe Guardians of the Galaxy? Maybe are they also the same thing?
They're brothers.
Space Force!
Travis, I'll tell you. I drove across the state of Missouri this past couple days.
It's Missouri.
And I'll tell you,
Missouri.
There is a whole lot of Trump signs still up, Travis.
Of course there are.
Oh, man, we got plenty, too. Plenty, plenty. We still got a lot of people with that. I don't know if you've seen them around you, but the Trump flag that has the Rambo body with the Trump head, the bandana, and he's got the giant machine gun that says Trump on it.
Did you see the guy at the MAGA protest, or what was it called? The Make America
Million MAGA March.
Million MAGA March. He was dressed up as Homelander from The Boys, but with a Trump mask.
Well, that's he's missing the point of The Boys.
I mean, it is a very patriotic getup, Travis, that he's wearing.
You heard he's talking about running in 2024 already?
Well,
this goofball.
I mean, he hasn't said that he isn't president yet, so how can he start running for 2024 yet?
There you go.
You know,
there's been conjecture, even running up into this, that if he lost, that he would start to use his platform on social media as well as the alternate media like Newsmax and whatnot to run up to 2024, where his base would like just swell and elect him once again.
Well, and I guess he could probably start charging for those.
Dude's in his late 80s, isn't he? How do we know he's going to be alive in 2024?
I think Biden's older than him.
I think he's like 74. He's too old now, and he'll definitely be too old
then.
Yeah.
I'm sick of these old ass motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
They should elect somebody young.
Let's get these old balls out of here.
Like Mike Moore for president.
Travis.
Here's what we're going to do.
I think what we should do. We should take a quick break.
Regroup.
Because I have something.
Do we have America's new greatest game show?
No, drunk. I've been having problems with game shows lately.
Okay.
I went through a period there, drunk, where I was cranking them out.
Every week.
And I'll tell you, the well is run dry.
You know, I can't sign into the chat. Is there something wrong with this thing?
I don't know, Travis. We're having a lot of problems with chat.
Mike was trying to change it this week like a dum-de-dum.
Every week you change it, it's fucked up.
Travis,
stop changing it.
Travis, the thing is I don't change it during the week. I change it 20 minutes before the show. And that That's where we run into it.
do you fuck with it on purpose because there's a little link here that says help improve this chat, become a patron? So you're trying to fuck it up so bad that people are like, feel sorry for you. So they're like, ah, we better throw some money at it.
I don't get the patron money. That's probably to patron the chat program.
Is that why only Shannon comes to chat every week? Because she's the only one that knows the algorithm. To get into this motherfucker.
No, yeah. So the chat is goofy,
it's broken.
What happens, Travis? Is I get mad at this chat.
I say weak with a lisp.
But then I go to find a different one to replace it, and they're all worse. And so then I go back to this one, but it's wrong. There's problems with it.
Yeah, like not being able to sign in.
That is a problem, Travis. It is. It's an issue that we need to address, but I don't know how. So we're gonna go to break. Travis is gonna he's gonna grump about the chat a bit. And
so how's Fantasy Movie League going?
There's no movies, John.
Oh.
No. Freaky one.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Whoever had that Russell Crowe movie.
Whoever was bold enough to put out a movie that'll make maybe $1 million, they win, because nobody's putting out movies. They're just putting them all on streaming. That the fucking Travis, that War of the Worlds Gerard Butler movie, Greenland. They just put that out on video on demand. I can't wait to watch that.
Oh, dude, did you hear they're making another Has Fallen movie?
No.
I think they're going to do like three more Has Fallen movies.
Yeah, they're doing at least one more, and that makes me so happy. I love those movies so much.
I mean, they're painfully bad, Travis,
they're
but in a great
way. They're not
good,
but I
love
them.
Is Morgan Freeman going to be in it?
Oh, for sure.
Well, he's got to. And I thought they jumped the shark with this. I thought they like drained the well with the last one, where it's like he's framed for a murder he didn't commit, but they didn't. They got more plans up there.
Honestly, Travis, like, excited. If he did murder a president after saving two presidents, shouldn't they just give him a pass?
Yeah, because that president was probably evil.
So
yeah.
What was the last one called? White House Down or something like that?
Well, it's they're all Has Fallens.
The last one was Angel Has Fallen.
Angel Has Fallen. Olympus has fallen. And London has fallen.
Yeah.
And they're going to make three more Has Fallens.
St. Louis.
I hope they shoot them back to back to back so we get an Has Fallen movie every year, like we used to get a Saw movie every year.
Yeah.
Mm. This got me jazzed up. I'm hard of the rock. WFOD.
I had a great time tonight.
Me too.
Do you maybe want to come in for a bit?
Yeah, sure.
Steve was a ladies' man who loved him and left him. A regular cocksmith. Until one day, he crossed the wrong woman who used her witchcraft to curse him. If Steve was going to think with his dick, he'd have to talk to it too. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks proudly presents Me and My Talking Dick. Taped in front of a live studio audience.
I'll be just a minute if you want to turn some music on. I love that song. Put it back on.
Dude, if she wants to listen to Third Eye Blind, that's fine. It's not that bad.
Are you fucking kidding me? This shit sucks. You want to try and fucking a chick to this lousy substandard pussy rock? Nuh-uh. We go one of two ways. We go smooth and sexy, or we go fucking Slayer.
Don't fuck this up for me.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to your dick? Weird. You should go.
Didn't Third Eye Blind, or how's it gonna be?
Yeah.
I fucking love that song!
How's it gonna be?
When you don't know me anymore.
Tune in next time as Steve and his penis visit the White House.
Strangely, we like all the same pop culture bullshit that you like.
Expect temperatures in the high teens and the likelihood that you will die cold and alone earlier than you had hoped, and well before you were able to spend all the money you paid into Social Security. Your weekly forecast is cold, 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 and still not realizing your dreams or potential. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
You have in your garage?
A dresser?
Looks like a dresser.
I think I have a coffee table in my dresser. Or in my...
In your dresser?
Yeah.
Wait, why did you play that John Popper clip at the beginning of the show?
Because of the saliva and
cloning the
Pope.
Travis. No. Cloning the Pope.
We already went over that.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, it was a loose connection, Travis. This all isn't concrete.
Can I make a real quick request?
Okay.
Never played Dave Matthews Band on the show.
What? It's like saying never play 311 on the show.
It's actually a
That's also fine.
it's a callback from last week, Travis. You sang this song last week, so it's a callback. I actually made a note to play this because. Because you sang this song last week.
So. I don't remember that. That's a long
time. It happened. It did. Travis, have you been paying attention to all this Zack Snyder's Justice League stuff?
Yeah, baby. I can't wait.
You know they've pumped like $70 million into this
fuck yeah
redo?
Yeah, they're giving him all the money to like essentially make a brand new movie. I'm so excited about
this. Isn't this kind of crazy, Travis, what they're doing?
It's fucking bonkers.
It's bonkers.
It's what it is.
It's crazy
like,
what they're doing.
I know I'm in the minority. Like, I liked Man of Steel, and I really enjoyed... Granted, we've had this discussion before. BVS was broken, but if you watch the ultimate cut, I really like the director's cut of BVS. And Justice League was a mess because there was two directors on it. I am very curious to see what his plans were for Justice League before they chopped it up. And I cannot believe they're giving him almost $100 million to finish his version and make like a five-hour Justice League movie.
To go to streaming.
To go directly to HBO Max. And I know half of the reason is, well, a good majority of the reason is that people actually took to social media. The release the Snyder Cut thing really was a widespread
movement. Do you think
they
give a shit about that, though?
Of course they do, because the people who were behind the release the Snyder Cut, they made a documentary. They were buying billboards. They were doing, like, meetups. They destroyed social media with this stupid-ass hashtag. So I think they feel like, you know, let's give in to these guys, much like the Sonic the Hedgehog debacle, where they had to redo Sonic the Hedgehog and, you know, spend a bunch of millions of dollars to fix that.
Did Sonic the Hedgehog make a bunch of money? Like, did it do well?
I think they're making a sequel.
Good.
Yeah.
So did
just
it pay
because
off?
Because they make a sequel doesn't mean it does good. But
no, it does actually. It means it makes money. That's why they make another one. what are you talking about?
Hey, we would like more money. So yeah,
it does well. We made money. Let's make another one. That's why they made 4 Alvin and the Chipmunks movies. But no, this is amazing. And I think a good majority of the reason, besides the release, the Snyder Cut movement, is the fact that HBO Max is not doing as well as they wanted it to, because it's just kind of a sloppy release. And it up until yesterday, it still wasn't on Amazon, Fire, or Roku.
Well, it's confusing, this HBO Max, Travis, right. Because we already had HBO Go.
Right.
And now HBO Max is kind of gone. Or HBO Max is kind of HBO Go, but with extra stuff.
Right.
And it's stuff that isn't even on HBO.
I exclusively used HBO Now, which is now just HBO, because it used to be you subscribe to HBO through your TV provider and you watched it on TV. Well, you could also use HBO Go as your traveling HBO channel. Well, I have been streaming for years, so I had HBO Now, which was exclusively the streaming option. They wanted to make HBO Max replace all of that. But since they couldn't come to an agreement with Amazon or Roku, they kept HBO Now and just turned it into HBO. Got rid of HBO Go and have HBO Max. So HBO Max is a little bit different in the fact that they have more Warner Brothers content than just the HBO
app. So you can only use it like on your Apple or Android device?
You can use it on anything that is not Roku or Amazon, but Amazon just came to an agreement with them and they announced it today.
So what
that as of tonight, you can use HBO Max on Amazon. So Roku is the only holdout.
So really what happened?
You can't get Peacock on Amazon on the Fire Stick either.
You can get it on Roku now, though they made a deal.
Is everyone waited a little bit too long and eventually said, you know what, fuck these Netflix motherfuckers, we're gonna make our own Netflix. And so now there's like 20 Netflixes all fighting, and it was all the people who were doing other shit that Netflix fucked with. And so
the thing that makes me angry is I pay $15 a month for HBO. I have for a while, and it's completely worth it. But now HBO Max exists, and they charge $15 a month. So I'm paying for HBO without all of the extra stuff that HBO Max has, because they're holding out on Roku because they want more money.
And that's the only reason?
That's the only reason.
But
it's a licensing thing.
Yeah, if you did HBO Max, then why would Amazon?
And I noticed Google started their little stick now. They're a little late to the party, right?
No, Chromecast has been out for a while.
Yeah, Chromecast is.
But now they have Google TV.
What's Google TV?
I don't know. I saw a commercial for it yesterday on the YouTube.
But Google owns YouTube, and they have YouTube TV. So why would they make Google TV to compete thing?
Did you see a YouTube TV commercial, maybe?
No, it was definitely Google TV, and it showed a little stick.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's stupid.
So that's the release of Snyder Cut thing, is I think a lot of it is to try to get as many people to HBO Max as possible.
They said that it's like 80% new stuff, or not like new stuff, but stuff they filmed in 2016.
He filmed a lot of stuff. Yeah, he filmed a lot of stuff that they never finished in post, like because he was, his Justice League movie initially was supposed to be two parts. And the Steppenwolf part that you saw initially was supposed to just be the first part. It was supposed to be Justice League Part 1 was supposed to be the Steppenwolf thing. And that was supposed to lead directly into Justice League 2, which was supposed to be Darkseid coming.
Oh, so Darkseid came at the end of 1 and then...
Right. And that he was the big bad in 2. So what they did when Snyder left the movie because of his daughter's untimely death, as they brought Whedon in and they condensed everything down. So they made like a 2-hour and 20-minute movie and just made Steppenwolf the big bad. And that was it. They brought Superman back too quickly. They got rid of the Martian Manhunter. They got rid of the Green Lantern. They got rid of all the other stuff that he was trying to
set up.
But
they said that he like rewrote like 80 pages worth of shit and did reshoots, and like most of the shit in the movie isn't even shit that Zack Snyder shot. I mean, like, you remember the thing with the Mission Impossible mustache and...
Right. That's all brand new. And even that, the scene that I really liked at the beginning of the movie, where it was Batman on the rooftop taking out one of those parademons, that was a brand new scene, too. That was a Joss Whedon scene that Zack Snyder did not film.
That's crazy. So this is going to be like a whole different... Is there any way it's good, Travis?
Fingers crossed, man. Like, I don't know. It's hard to say. The only thing I have to compare this to, and I might have brought this up on the show before, is when they made Exorcist 4. They made Exorcist 4 with one certain director. He finished the movie. The studio saw it, and they were like, what the fuck is this? We can't do anything with this. So they brought in Rennie Harlan, who made a completely different Exorcist 4, and they put that out. But then people were like, well, what about this other fucking movie you've been showing us? So then they put two different Exorcist 4s out at the same time.
There's two Exorcist 4s that exist?
Yeah, one is called, I think one
is the same footage, or like the guy made a totally different movie?
No, they're completely different movies. They shot two completely different movies. Huh. So like the bones are here of Zack Snyder's, you know, vision that he had shot before Joss Whedon came in. So he's got something to play off of, but also apparently is completely restructuring a lot of the stuff too, you know, 3 years removed. But yeah, no, I've never seen anything like this. This is so far beyond retooling Sonic the Hedgehog. I am fascinated.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how it turns out. And I guess that's what they're banking on, because they're hoping some people get HBO Max, because fuck Netflix, right? Travis, how long do you think it is before, like, they take stuff like, turn this into a game or a project, you know, like just give us all of the footage that Zack Snyder shot for Justice League. Just put everything out there, like maybe you can buy it in a pack and make your own cut of Justice League.
Like a choose your own adventure kind of thing?
Yeah, because, I mean, if he had enough footage that he can make an 80% different movie with the footage that he had from 2016. I mean, like, all that shit's been sitting somewhere. Like, all this footage for all these movies probably exists somewhere.
Mike, have you ever seen Wake Up Ron Burgundy?
No.
So, Anchorman, that you know and love, is a completely different movie than they filmed initially. This is also, if you had bought the special edition DVD way back in the day, there is an entirely different cut of Anchorman that's they've dubbed Wake Up Ron Burgundy.
Oh, like with all different jokes, I guess?
No. The entire storyline is different. The storyline in Wake Up Ron Burgundy has to do with like these jewel robbers that they get caught up. The news team gets caught up in trying to take down. It is a fucking trip.
So
to see this thing after you know Anchorman for so long, it's not. There's nothing of Anchorman in this Wake Up Ron Burgundy.
So that's the movie that they made, and then they decided they didn't want to make that movie anymore.
It was like, it's like a 60 or 70 minute cut. And there might be some of the same jokes and stuff and maybe a couple of the same scenes. But I think they filmed it. They saw that it was not working. They're like, God damn it. Like, these characters are great, but there doesn't need to be this stupid ass goofy storyline. Let's just make it about this dumbass news team.
Yeah.
And like, that would instead
in the chat, Shannon says uncut gems only funnier. Like, there's probably ways in editing that you could take the footage from a movie and make a completely different movie. And I think that would be really interesting. Like, when they cut things to like when they made The Shining, like a slapstick comedy, and they made that movie trailer.
You could turn Uncut Gems into an Adam Sandler movie.
All of that footage, there's a way to market it. It's all just sitting in a warehouse somewhere. Put it out in a pack for $120. Let wannabe editors at home make their own cuts of things.
I feel like you could almost just do this in like a Blu-ray setting where You know, you have all of the footage on the Blu-ray, and at the very top of the Blu-ray in the menu, you say, what kind of movie, what genre of movie do you want to see? Do you want to see a comedy? Do you want to see a horror flick? Do you want to see whatever? And maybe it just automatically rearranges all the scenes and puts different music tracking behind it,
right,
to make it exactly the genre of movie you want to see.
Make it a show, like these anthology series. Like, make it a show where every week you watch a different version of Justice League made by a different person with a totally different story. You use the same set of footage, but just see what different things people can make. I mean, like, you know, like, you see all these creative people on TikTok doing all their things and stuff. Why not just, like, take actual footage from actual movies and make something different out of them?
Well, they got to figure something out. A lot of these studios are losing a lot of cash, especially due to the COVID crisis and everything. I feel like this is a really good idea to just, you know, get some revenue churning. And yeah, people would really like that. I feel like that, you know, people, they fancy themselves filmmakers, or they fancy themselves creative types, but they don't want to actually do the work. So if you can do 90% of the work for them and just say, here's all the footage, make a movie.
Make a movie. And if we like it, maybe we'll put it out on something and give you some money.
Yeah, we'll shout you out on social media.
I mean, it was like when Shaq put up on Twitter that he wanted people to make animations of him, and like, sure, if you won, then he'd autograph something for you. Yeah, or give you $100. Like, do that, or like put out like a, like, what's a, like Zsuzsli. Remember that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez movie? Here, make this good. Like, we lost our asses on Zsuzsli. Like, nobody went and saw that, and they said it was a big piece of crap.
Yeah,
here's all the footage. Here's everything we shot. Make a good movie. Let's see if you can do it. And I mean, that's all anybody's doing, is they're taking their old shit and finding new ways to make money off of it. That's what we did with all the TV sitcoms, is we put them out on DVD, then we put them out on Blu-ray. And then we sold them to streaming, and now we're making new streaming platforms, so we got to sell it again. I mean, how many times has Friends been bought and sold, Travis?
Yeah, you got to license. That's all about licensing now. It's like, to develop some content that has enough that you can. It's no longer syndication. It's now about licensing.
Right. Take every take that we did for every movie. Put it out there for a 89.99. Make people pay for it to play with it, because I mean, it's a privilege to have access to it. You should
and you're essentially buying the licensing fees, so they can no longer say, hey, pull that off YouTube, you bought the rights to it,
right? You've purchased it. You can put it out on your platform of choice, but we got to get our cut, because it's our
of course,
right?
Of course.
You'd make so much money, Travis. Travis,
I feel like we need to pitch this to the studios.
Travis, I'm telling you right now, if they put that out there, I would buy some.
Yep.
Like, if I could get all of the footage, like from the like the Dark Knight or something, and like make my own Dark Knight. I mean, Dark Knight's a pretty good one.
Maybe
I could.
Pretty good.
Maybe I could try to make that Bane one better. Like, that'd be fucking fun.
Yeah, it'd be a good time. And I feel like the technology's there. We have it all on our laptops. I really think this is a really solid idea, in that you should email HBO Warner, Time Warner, tomorrow.
And HBO Max, they're having a hard time getting people to subscribe to watch the Snyder Cut. What if they just put out like 10 cuts?
Yeah, hey, put together your Snyder Cut, and then HBO Max features your cut. So like the Sydney cut is up this week.
Fucking,
and then the
4 hours a piece, Travis. It's going to take us some time to watch that. We're going to be subscribed for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't get that 7-day free trial and then just cancel. You can't watch that shit in 7 days.
Jody B says that they could remove Jar Jar Binks.
First and foremost, you're not a bird, man. But you know, Jar Jar is essential to the plot of the
He was just kind of a guide, wasn't he? Didn't he just kind of
he was,
take him where they
But he introduced
to go?
Eventually, He introduced them to his people help save Naboo.
You know he's actually a Sith Lord, right?
Hell yeah. I love that theory.
Yeah.
And then they had to just go away from it because everybody hated him.
Didn't they murder him?
You sons of bitches watched the new Mandalorian yet?
No.
I don't subscribe to that.
I mean, the first season was a fun watch, Travis. I watched it. I'll probably eventually watch the second season.
So good.
Yeah. Is it good?
So good.
Yeah. Was that CBS All Access or something?
Travis, I went up to Kansas City.
Way to answer my question.
Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
It's Disney Plus.
Oh, Disney Plus. Disney
Plus. I went up to Kansas City.
Did you get some barbecue?
Yeah, I was going to ask. Did you get some Arthur Bryant's?
Oh, that's trash.
No. The first night we had Culver's.
Culver's? You went to Kansas City and got Culver's.
Look, man.
Who were you with?
I was with my family.
And you need to tell them to go pee-pee up a rope.
They wanted Culver's. And
you can get Culver's here. You can't go get BB's.
Second night, my mom made lasagna, which I like my mom's lasagna a lot. And so I was happy to have it. On the way home, we stopped in Columbia for some Slim Chickens, which... Drunk, I like Slim Chickens.
Should have got Zaxby's instead.
I don't like Zaxby's. I've had Zaxby's. I thought it was trash. Slim Chickens, it's fantastic.
You know there's a Slim Chickens in Troy.
Is there?
Yep.
Wow. That's worth a drive.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was one in Troy.
Troy.
I've always thought of Slim Chickens as a thing I can only have in Kansas City.
Nope.
It's which used to be Pizza Ranch, too, but then they put a Pizza Ranch out here.
In Wentzville, yeah.
Have you been to Pizza Ranch?
Not yet.
Drunk. It's good.
Well,
it's good.
I didn't hear about it until after, you know, COVID hit, and my lady don't want to go to a buffet during the COVID
Travis,
time,
so my brother and
so you didn't get barbecue, period?
I didn't.
No lunches?
No. My brother-in-law, he's a big Star Wars guy, but he's like one of those guys that only likes the first three Star Wars movies, and like all the rest of them are garbage. And so he's really gotten my nephew into the Star Wars movies, but only the first three. And so my nephew,
by the first three you mean the ones that came out in the 70s?
He just turned four today, Travis.
Your nephew would love the prequel movies.
Well, he's not allowed to watch them. He's only allowed to watch
kids them. Love the prequel movies.
Oh, yeah. Three.
So
episode one, people would want to dog on it, but it's a good movie.
When I asked,
I agree.
My nephew what he wanted for his birthday, he said he wanted Luke Skywalker, and so I went to a Walmart and I bought him a Luke Skywalker. They had a Luke Skywalker in his black costume. I guess the third movie,
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, and so when I got to their house, I saw.
This, my favorite of the OG trilogy.
This kid has multiple Luke Skywalkers. And so I was like, oh, God, this gift, it's going to be a bust. But while he was playing with his Luke Skywalkers, he mentioned that he wanted the black costume Luke Skywalker, and I was like, oh yeah.
That's a win before he even opened it.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be fucking awesome. So like when he got his
so is this a 3-inch figure, a 6-inch figure?
It was a little bitty guy. It was like a G.I. Joe size.
Okay.
So I was thinking it was gonna be a bust, Travis, but it turned out to be a big fucking win, and it was completely by chance.
That's amazing that he had mentioned he wanted the black Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, and it was out in my trunk, Travis.
Awesome.
When he opened it, you didn't put that shit on Snapchat or something?
I might have. I don't know.
You didn't.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah.
So he's pretty excited when he opened it then? He saw black Luke Skywalker. Yeah, he was the one I wanted.
Fucking jazzed, Travis.
That's great. So. Nothing better than a kid opening presents. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I hated Christmas. Well, I didn't hate it, but I dislike Christmas. Or didn't care about Christmas is the better way to say it, for a long time. And then once I had children who got excited about opening presents, then it was fucking awesome again.
Yeah. I like buying all my various nieces and nephews presents because it's fun. Actually, it's fun when they don't like them, too.
Because you can tell.
Yeah.
Like, oh... Thank you.
It's kind of like a scratch-off ticket, Travis. You scratch it off, and you might win. And if you lose, you could say, oh, that was stupid. And you get a good laugh out of it either way, Travis.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. It's worth the $10.
Drunk, let me ask you a question.
Okay. And
pace yourself.
Be honest.
I want you to be honest with me.
Okay.
Do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week, Drunk? Something you want the people to know about?
Something that I want the people to know about. Yep. Drunk's pick of the week are those hooligans that stole St. John Paul II's blood.
You don't think that they have a nefarious plan with him? You think they were just being goofy? Silly gooses?
Silly gooses. No, I think they were trying to start another crusade.
Oh, that's what we need is another crusade.
Yeah. Fuck the Civil War, race war, whatever they're talking about in America. Let's have a crusade. Religious war. Boom.
Travis, buddy.
Yeah.
Do you have a pick of the week, Travis?
Well, I have a two-part pick of the week this week.
Oh, a two-parter.
Yeah. Part number one is the Bears' bye week and not having to watch that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They looked weeks. So bad last night, dude. That game was ugh.
Watching Monday Night Football was excruciatingly painful for me. I had one highlight, and that was Cordarrelle Patterson running 104 yards for a kick return.
Only offense.
Which was very exciting.
Travis, how can he run 104 yards? There's only 100 yards.
He caught it 4 yards deep in the end zone.
Yeah, in the end zone. Yeah.
How many yards is the end zone?
10.
Yeah.
So the furthest you can do is 109.
Oh. Yep. So that was very exciting. And the rest of the game, my team's racked up in 149 yards of offense in the entire game.
Yeah.
Which if you're not familiar with football is not even a length and a that's half like, of a football.
That's
field.
Like a Pat Mahomes quarter.
It was so painful to watch, and I am very excited about a bye week so I don't have to submit myself.
Travis,
to
they
that.
Started off 3-0.
Five.
No, they started 5-1.
Yeah.
Now they're 5-5.
And your boy, Big Dick Nick. Apparently he only has a hip pointer.
Yeah, so he'll be back.
Travis, Mitch Trubisky, he was undefeated.
It's
he was 3-0.
It's pretty rough. Pretty rough season. So that's part one of my pick of the week. Part two of my pick of the week is a little bit sunshinier. It's Bill and Ted Face the Music. Bill and Ted Part 3. Really enjoyed it. Started watching it one night a couple of nights ago and was like, man, this is kind of dumb, and fell asleep. And then the next day when I went to watch it again, I was like, hey, man, Bill and Ted is kind of dumb.
Yeah,
get in the right mindset.
Right.
Yeah, you got to get in the right mindset to accept.
You got
to
eat
dumb.
A gummy before you watch it.
I started watching it. I'm like, this fucking shit is goofy and kind of stupid. And then when I fell asleep, I had probably only watched about 25 minutes of it. And then the next day when I put it back in, I was thinking about it throughout the day. And I'm like, yeah, of course it's stupid. It's fucking Bill and Ted, you idiot. And then I watched it with that mindset and absolutely loved Bill and Ted Face the Music.
It's kind of like the Jay and Silent Bob reboot. If you come into it with any sort of expectations.
Yeah, I mean, it was stupid.
But I fucking loved that movie.
Yeah, and if you go into it thinking it's a real movie, you're like, God, what a piece of shit. But if you go into it thinking,
first time watching it, I was already quoting the lines before they were quoting the lines.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they just, it's all
brilliant.
self-referential.
It was brilliant, if you ask me.
The fact that Bill and Ted went back to the well of the first one and went back in time to recruit, like, Jimi Hendrix, Mozart, and all these people, like, yeah, of course. This is exactly what I want out of a Bill and Ted movie, man.
Exactly. Why would you expect anything less?
Right. Also, I wanted to quick shout out one of Mike's earlier picks of the week. Last night, I watched the first episode of Evil on Netflix, the CBS drama that dropped on there.
Pretty good, right?
Really liked it.
Yeah, and I mean, for a network show, it's
I it feels exactly like a CBS show, the way that it shot, the characters, everything. But man, the demon that was in there was really cool. I thought it was really neat, and I'm actually very excited to watch another episode.
The guy who came into her dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was trying to get in her pants.
He's kind of a creep, right?
Yeah, super creepy.
Did you ever catch that?
I don't know what that guy's problem is.
What was that documentary I suggested that you loved? Rock of Fire or something?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that was so good.
Travis, I haven't watched it yet, but I saw the trailer for it, and I'm looking forward to watching it. Have you seen the trailer for You Cannot Kill David Arquette?
Yes.
I have not.
Oh, my God.
So
good.
So David Arquette, Travis, you were never really a big wrestling guy, were you?
No, but I do love his motion picture Ready to Rumble.
Okay, so right around when Ready to Rumble came out, NWO
4 Live,
they pushed it, I think, on WCW.
Yeah, he came out as the cop, right? Didn't he wrestle as the cop?
He became the champion, and it just pissed everybody off.
The purists.
Like, how the fuck can you make David Arquette the champion? And so, like, he's been like a joke in wrestling for a really long time. And so, like, now, I mean, with David Arquette, mid-50s or something, he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to be a wrestler for real. And so this documentary is like him in like indie wrestling. And I mean, like, they're like breaking those fluorescent lights on his back, and it looks great. I mean, like, so I guess my,
yeah, and he's like legit trying to work his way up from indie scene to fucking mainstream.
My pick of the week is the trailer for this David Arquette movie, because I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, so this is an actual movie.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a
good 4-minute trailer too.
So. It's a documentary about David Arquette's independent wrestling career. It looks pretty crazy. So, guys, I mean, that's it, right? We did it. I guess.
All right. Well,
yeah. Thanks. Thanks for showing up in chat. Good turnout. Travis, I'd say we probably do it about a week from now. You think?
All right.
Maybe.
It's the week before Thanksgiving, but I'll try to come.
We'll see. We'll see. So, guys, thanks. Bye. Bye.
I'm Dill Dannon.
Suddenly a child in California. It's hard enough. See, cold, the taste too sweet. They must have changed the recipe.
Happy birthday, Pauly.
What's this rock? This stupid robot. Get this robot out of my face, Rocky. Adrian, why is Rocky got this stupid robot here?
Listening to this installment of WFOD, join us live every Tuesday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com, and be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye.
You to know it's over.
Well, bye.
So you can't have a monkey on a chain to go up and grab the coconuts.
Like a monkey on a chain, what would you say?